Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 2nd, 2020. Well, yesterday morning, I was thinking about my devotion, having some time in prayer, and I was thinking about my devotional thought for today, and I was thinking about the end times, and I may still do that in the future, but last night, as I was preaching from Psalm 136, my thoughts changed. And so, from Psalm 136, that's going to be the topic of my devotion today. So, Psalm 136 is the great Hallel Psalm, and in it, the psalmist is encouraging the remembrance of goodness and mercy, the goodness and mercy of God. As a matter of fact, that psalm, every verse in that psalm mentions, "For his mercy endures forever." And so, as I was preaching through that, I was thinking about the mercy of God, and I encouraged everyone to take a moment and remember the mercy of God. Think about the mercy of God to their family, how good God has been, and how he has been merciful to them. And I encouraged them to remember and consider all the times when God did not give them what they deserved. He gave them better than they deserved. He didn't give them wrath that they deserved, but he gave them mercy. And so, remember the times that you deserved the judgment of God, but instead he was merciful. You know, that's a great way to remember the goodness of God to you. Think back to the days before you were regenerated, when you were still dead in your trespasses and sins, and think about your sin. Think about, you know, what your sin deserved. Think about how you rebelled against the things of God. Maybe you even used the Lord's name in vain. And, you know, there's all kinds of ways that you might have sinned against God, and your sin deserved the judgment of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us that he has not believed the witness that God has given of his son has made God a liar. So in essence, before you believe in Jesus Christ, you were pointing your finger in the face of God and say, "God, you're a liar. I don't believe the testimony that you've given of your son." And yet God did not judge you or your sin at that moment. I mean, if you shook your finger in the face of God and said, "You're a liar," or, you know, "I don't need God," or "What's God got for me," or any of those things, I mean, God would have been just to, you know, to judge you right at that moment. Yet he did not. It's all because of his mercy. As a disciple of Jesus, it will be beneficial for you to remember the mercy of God. It will be beneficial for you because it will keep you humble before God. You'll not begin to think that you are worthy of anything more than what you're getting. I mean, you might forget the goodness of God because you think, "Well, you know, I'm doing the best I can do, and I'm living the best I can live, and I'm living a whole lot better than those people, so I deserve more." You'll think that you are worthy of more than you're getting, but you are not. So take the time today to consider the mercy of God. Consider what your sins deserve. Think about what you have. You have far greater than what you deserve. You have far greater than what your sins deserved. And so the final point of my message was where Israel was thankful to God because God remembered them, redeemed them, and reinforced them with food. And that's in Psalm 136. By the way, Psalm 136, verse 24 says, "And hath redeemed us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endure forever." And so he remembered us and he redeemed us. So think about this. Think that God remembered you when you were in the depths of your sin. When you were there in the depths of your sin, God in his mercy remembered the choice that he made for you. And then remember, he redeemed you. You were the slave of sin, and he paid the wages of your sin, which was death. He paid the price. He gave you life. Then remember, he continues to reinforce you. He feeds food to all flesh, and that's what Psalm 136 says, but he feeds us with spiritual food. He leads us into green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters, and he sustains us. So think about that. That's all because of the mercy of God. And so as a follower of Jesus, you need to remember mercy. And also remember, the mercy of the Lord endures forever. There's an endless supply of the mercy of God. An infinite God has an infinite supply of mercy, and he will never run out of mercy. You will have his mercy forever. And so, remember God's mercy to you. And when you remember God's mercy, you will remember the depths from which he has called you. And then you will not be filled with pride. You will remain dependent upon him, and you will remain thankful for the work that he's doing in your life. The disciple remembers mercy, and that helps him grow in love for the Lord. I pray that you'll remember mercy today. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, I pray that you will help us to remember mercy. Lord, you are good, and your mercy has a never-ending supply. Thank you for your mercy. I pray that you will help us to remember mercy. I pray that our remembrance of mercy will draw our hearts closer to you in love. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.